Hey team Misfit Republic, my name is Joelle Cease. I am hosting our Misfit team call this week, and I'm really excited to hang out with you guys tonight. I've got a lot to cover, so I'm just going to jump right on in with some announcements. If you haven't grabbed a pen and paper yet, we're going to be going into objections, and then at the end, I will tell you how you can qualify for the giveaway at the end. Okay, so starting off, just a few things I wanted to go over and remind you guys of is we have a bonus training starting that's happening tomorrow, Tuesday, July 19th with Rosa Friesen, who is currently ranked the number 6 coach in the network. And this is going to be a Zoom, so there has not been an official link yet. It'll be posted close to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and her topic is getting coaches started right. Rosa loves speaking on this topic. It is what she is an expert at, and this is a key important part of your business. Whether you have sponsored a coach yet or not, you will want to hop on this call. It's tomorrow night, July 18th or 19th, Tuesday, July 19th at 8 p.m. Central. So exactly 24 hours from now, guys, and she's going to be talking about getting coaches started off right, because when we add somebody to our team, when we are having them join us in this mission of helping other people achieve a healthy and fulfilling life, whether their goal is to make a big income or to lose some weight or to make some extra cash on the side, whatever it is their goal, the best way to get your coaches going and moving forward is to get them started off right. And this is a topic that I've heard over and over from you guys. You know, how do I do that? Rosa is the expert. She is going to be giving tips on that. So I'm super excited to hear from her tomorrow. It's a bonus onto the Misfit team call this week. So I'm really, really, really excited about that. The second thing I wanted to cover with you guys is the Beachbody Team Cup. For those of you who are new coaches and you don't know what the Team Cup is, ask your upline, ask your success partner, and let's get you signed up for a team. You can look it up at teambeachbodycup.com. Teambeachbodycup.com has all of the information for the Beachbody Cup. Basically what it is, it's a friendly, competitive contest, basically. You team up with 4 other coaches, and it starts August 1st through July 31st. And you and your team work together, and you challenge each other, you work together, and the more points you earn as a team, you can earn prizes such as a hat, there's shirts, flag shirts, I mean, hello, t-shirts are always awesome. There's a Beachbody skateboard, which I think is a really, really cool prize this year. And Beachbody Cup, I think, is one of the funnest ways to group up with other coaches. So it's a team of 5, so it's you plus 4, and you register right on teambeachbodycup.com. And you can register your team today all the way till the end of July. It starts August 1st. And the points that you earn in August from Success Club points and rank advancements go towards your team's points as a whole. So you can have a friendly, competitive way of saying, like, this is my goal of Success Club points by this date, and then let's see who gets there fastest. Or you guys can team up as the 5 of you and host a couple challenge groups for the month of August, one for Country Heat, one for a different program or for a multiple program. You can really have a lot of creativity with the Team Cup. So if you're wondering about it, if you're like, hey, I like cool prizes and I earn Success Club anyways, so I might as well register myself and my team to get the prize, teambeachbodycup.com is where you guys want to go. And the full explanation of the Beachbody Cup is in detail on there. The top teams get some amazing, sweet prizes, and the top team gets flown to California gets an exclusive workout, tour of Beachbody headquarters, and gets, like, top-notch treatment. So I think that's really, really cool. And last, but certainly not least, because it is the most exciting, Country Heat. We are coming so close to the Country Heat launch. Country Heat will become available on July 27th. So if you haven't checked out anything about this program is a really easy to follow country line dance workout. Now, the program itself is 4 weeks long, 30-minute workouts. And what I want you guys to think about with Country Heat, well, first off, the test group people blew me away, because when I first heard that this was our next program launching, I was kind of like, okay, you know, Like, I honestly was like, I like lifting weights. I like hammer and chisel. I don't know what I am going to do with a country-style line dance workout. But when I started seeing the test group, and I know, like, Lori Stewart's picture is going crazy, and in the file section of the group, there are Country Heat before and after pictures that you guys can take a look at and check out. I was blown away by my friend Meg Wazinski, because she's, you know, a new mom, and she was getting back into her health and fitness routine, and she was doing 21 Day Fix Extreme weight training-based workouts, and she was offered the chance to be in the test group, and she even said herself she was hesitant about it, because she's like, I don't want to slow down my progress. How is a dancing routine going to help my progress? Oh, I'm just double-checking here that you guys can hear me. I'm seeing some notifications coming in. And then she was like, you know what? What do I have to lose? And she's got, like, amazing results. Her waist has just slimmed down so much. You can tell there's definition in her abs. And I just think it's amazing. Why not try this yourself? I dare you. If you don't think that Country Heat is for you, I dare you to purchase it, to try it out yourself. It is a four-week program, 30 minutes, you guys. And remember, our programs have a 30-day money-back guarantee, right? So try it out. See what you think. Because with Country Heat, one thing you want to think about is not necessarily like, oh, is this going to be my next favorite workout? I don't know. It could be if I give it a chance. But who will this serve? Because there's a lot of people who don't want to pick up weights. They don't like doing the traditional workouts, but they love to move. They love to dance. They love the feeling of music and just moving along with it. There's Latin dance classes, right? We had Size, which was a huge launch. And some people aren't into rap music. So we have another tool in our tool belt to help people. And sometimes that's the way I look at what Beachbody is presenting to us. What is coming out next? Who can it help? I'm not necessarily selfishly thinking of, oh, is this going to be my next favorite program? I'm thinking about, who can I help? Who can this reach that we haven't reached yet, that I haven't helped yet? Maybe I know somebody who loves to dance but doesn't want to go to physical classes all the time because they'd rather just do that in the privacy of their own home and not be seen. I know I look like a fool when I'm dancing, but when I was doing Size at home, I was having a blast. Think about that, you guys. I want you to try this program, to get it yourself, so then you can communicate and you can talk to people about why you think it'd be good for them. Who do you think that this will help? And you can have the story to share about it. We do have an amazing resource for you guys. Andrea has posted about it in all the groups. I hope your Diamond Upline has posted about it if you guys have another group. We have a group for our Country Heat launch, and this is not for you to add customers to. This is for, it's called Country Heat Launch Ideas, and I will repost it into the groups after this call. So don't go looking for it yet, you guys. I will tell you where I'm going to put all the resources that I referenced in this call, but it's called Country Heat Launch Ideas. And this group is for us coaches, the ones who are, we're going to be using this program to help more people. We have brilliant, brilliant people on our team, so creative and so talented, and that's one area that I lack. So in this group, it's a brainstorm resource ideas of how you can talk about Country Heat prior to the launch, because if you wait until July 27th, you guys, and then just post like, woohoo, Country Heat is launched, who wants to order, you'll hear crickets. I'm telling you that right now. Talk about it. Get people excited about it before it's launched. You know, I really like to talk to people about getting on the wait list. I know I have at least 5 people already on my wait list that have been talking to me about Country Heat because I know that they love to dance. And I just sent them a message. Hey, how's it going? Just wanted to let you know of this new, you know, we had some conversation. And then I was like, hey, I'm messaging you because I have this new program coming out. I just wanted to let you know about it. Do you want me to add you to my list so when it's launched, I can send you the info? And most of them were like, heck yeah, you know, they wanted to and got really, really excited about this. But you can't just wait until July 27th. If you're wondering of like, how can I creatively post about this? How can I share test group ideas? You'll want to get into that Country Heat launch ideas. Now, this is for, like I repeat, this is for coaches. This is not for you to add, this is like potential customers to. It's not a sneak peek group. It's a place for us coaches to give resources, ideas, and brainstorms. I know I'm already seeing like so many great ideas for posts and messages and things like that. I'm super excited about Country Heat, you guys, and I really didn't think I was going to be giving it a shot or, you know, doing a challenge group, but now when I see the results and I see there's so many different people who tried it out, they were skeptical and loved it, I feel like I can really put my belief in this program and product. I mean, our company is absolutely amazing. We put out the absolute best of the best. It's tested and tested and tested before it is released and launched to us in the coaching network. So I challenge you, if you're like, Joel, that program's not for me, I'm probably not going to like it, I dare you to get it for yourself on July 27th. I dare you. And I want you to form the opinion about it after trying it for at least 2 weeks. Come on, you can give me 2 weeks, right? And if it's not for you, if it's not your favorite workout, think about who can this serve? Who would love this? Or maybe, you know what it's like, and then one day in your back pocket, somebody's going to come to you and say, I need help. I love doing this. Is there anything that you have for me? And you will know Country Heat will be for them, right? It's an investment in your business, you guys, when you purchase new programs that have come out. I mean, I've purchased every program since our company has launched because I've seen it as an investment, because then I can try it out and give my own personal opinion. Has every one been my absolute favorite? Most have, honestly. But my point and purpose is I want to give people my opinion, my impression, so then that way I can guide and mentor them and set them up with a program that they will love, right? Okay, so let's get into our topic. So we covered the bonus training that's happening on Tuesday. Country Heat is launching on the 27th, and Team Cup. So you can info that at teambeachbodycup.com. That runs August 1st through the 31st. Now, to get into our topic, I know I kind of covered a lot in our first 15 minutes, and we're going to be talking about objections, because in this business, we're faced with the same objections, and it doesn't matter if you've been in the business like me for almost six years, I still get the same objections that you guys do as new coaches, you know, and when Andrea and I were first newer coaches, we got introduced to Danny Johnson and other mentors that taught us how to overcome objections. And that is my goal for you guys tonight. My goal is to not just give you like a script, and when somebody comes to you with an objection, you can bust out that script and read it like a robot and they'll go right to your website. That's not what I want you to do. What I want you to do is to take these three things and use them and be okay with objections, to welcome objections, to expect them and say, I know that people are going to say these things to me and I'm ready to handle it. Bring it on, right? Like when you get an objection, when something comes at you in your inbox and somebody's like, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I don't have this, I don't have that, does your heart sink a little bit? I know that's a very common feeling for a new coach, and I felt that way too. But now there's a moment where it just clicks, and it's like, you know what? I knew you were going to say that, and I'm ready to handle objections, and that's what I want you guys to do. So number one tip for handling objections is belief. Number one is belief. Belief will trump any objection. When you believe in yourself and you believe in the products, that belief will breed confidence, and no one can argue with that. When you believe in yourself and the products, you will breed confidence, and no one can argue with that. I remember Libby, when she was on the team call a few weeks ago, and we were talking about how she always fills up her challenge groups. Her challenge groups are always filled with the most amazing, excited challengers. And the one thing I noticed about Libby is she has mad belief in the product because it worked for her. She committed to it. She still commits to it. She knows it. She loves it. It changed her life. And nobody can argue with that. You know, like this is what she did that works for her. And when somebody comes at her with any objection, she can talk about the experience and the love and the belief that she has and what is going to be offered. And people can still say no, but they cannot doubt Libby because she has a heart of full belief and confidence. So now you might be wondering, Joel, how do I build that belief? I'm a new coach. I'm just starting out. What do I do? I've got three tips for you on how to build belief. So this is still under belief. How to build belief. Number one, commit to the vital behaviors every single day. Commit to the vital behaviors every single day. Because if you commit to the vital behaviors every single day, what are the vital behaviors? Number one, it's personal development. You fill your mind and with positivity, with encouragement, whether it's 10 pages of a book or 15 minutes of a podcast or audio, that over time will build confidence in yourself. It's the mental part of it. Being proof the product works, that's a vital behavior, meaning you've committed to a program. You're trying this out. You are being your own tester to build confidence and to build belief in what you are doing. Being proof the product works. Doing that, you guys, is going to build that belief. Because when I started off as a coach, almost 6 years ago, I was a broke, depressed college student, zero money. I had to borrow money from a family member to buy tampons, you guys. I am not kidding. I am not kidding. And I was also 20 pounds overweight, skinny fat, really. Super self-conscious. And people ask me all the time, what got you out of your depression? What got you moving forward with your goals? And it was personal development and pushing play every single day. And For most of our programs now, you guys, are 30 minutes or less. You have time for that. You have time for that. And if you tell me you don't, you can just say it's not a priority to me right now. And if that, if saying that feels fine and dandy to you, that's okay. But if you're like, oh, ouch, that kind of hurts when I say that, it's being, you know, my workouts aren't a priority to me right now. And you're kind of like, oh, I don't like the sound of that. Then you start scheduling your workouts and you do them. Because working out and personal development will build that belief. Number two, commit to it. You don't give up. You don't let that voice in your head saying, oh, you can skip it today, or oh, it doesn't matter, or oh, you suck at this, or oh, they said no. You commit to continue to move forward. When somebody comes at you with an objection, you commit to going through this with them, to continue the conversation. You're committed to this. You're not backing down, even if somebody says no, or even if somebody says it's too expensive, even if somebody says this or that or the other day, or start making fun of your social media posts. You don't, you commit. You stay in the game. That will build belief because people are watching you. I always say this to my new coaches. I don't know if they necessarily believe me, but I think you should because I've been doing this for 6 years. And can you guys keep telling? I just keep saying almost six because I can't even believe that it's been that long. I've been doing this for that long. And I see coaches be so dedicated and so committed in the beginning or for a month or for 2 months, and then they stop. And then all of a sudden at month four, people start wondering, like, hey, are you still doing those fitness challenge group things? And they're like, oh, no, I'm not. Why did somebody want to join 4 months in instead of while you were posting about it right away? Because they wanted to know if you were in it or if you were going to be gone, right? People who have been following my page for 5.5 years know Joelle's not going anywhere with this, without this. She is on this mission and committed. And how you show that commitment is you show up every single day. And then three, on building your belief, is view everything as a puzzle. There are no such thing as problems. Everything can be figured out. Everything can be worked through. But when you view something as a puzzle instead of a problem, because there's always a solution, you will build that belief in yourself that no matter what, it'll all work out. Here's tip number two for handling objections. Tip number two is share your story / share where you're going. Number two is share your story / share where you're going. Share your story, share where you're going. One of the easiest ways to kind of like create your story when you're talking to somebody is feel, felt, found. Right? Write that down. Feel, felt, found. So when someone comes at you with an objection, and I'm going to go into how you would apply this to the most common ones that we get as coaches, you're going to say, dude, I know when I first heard about this or when I first started, I felt that way too. I felt that same, I feel and understand, I felt that way too, but what I found is, and fill in your story, fill in your opinion. When somebody asks you and just says, tell me about Shakeology, or tell me what you're doing as a coach, or tell me about your challenge group, don't like panic and be like, oh my gosh, what do I say? Think about what does the person really want to know? I'm going to go into the example of Shakeology on this one because with Shakeology, and when I first became a coach, I was like, people would come and ask me, like, what, to Joelle, tell me about Shakeology. What is it about Shakeology? And I'm a nutrition nerd, so I would go ham sandwich on everybody. I was like, it's a protein supplement that isn't just protein. It has all this other antioxidants and probiotics and digestive enzymes and blah, 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 and I'd just go off. And it'd be crickets. And I'm like, what? I just told you all this awesome stuff about Shakeology. why are you not jumping up and down for joy like I am about this? Because what I realized is, what does somebody really want to know when it comes to Shakeology or the workout? They want to know, is it going to work for them? They want to know what it's done for you. They want to know how it makes you feel in comparison to others, right? They don't necessarily want to know the ins and outs of Shakeology. And don't get me wrong, I do feel like as coaches, we do need to know and represent the product, or know the product that we represent. And you can find that there is a podcast called Inside Shakeology, where the co-creator of Shakeology, Darren Olean, has amazing, some of the podcasts are about Shakeology specifically, and some of the podcasts are just really awesome health and fitness tips. So, you know, if you're ever wondering, like, content to post in your challenge group or in your page, that's a really great place. It's the Inside Shakeology podcast. But you guys, when somebody asks you, tell me about Shakeology or coaching or whatever, the best way you can respond to this is, what I love most is fill in the blank. What I love most is fill in the blank. And share your story. Share your honesty. Be real with people. You know, if you love most about Shakeology that it gets you through your mid-afternoon sugar craving and you've lost 5 pounds, share that with them. You know, don't overthink objections. Share your story. And if we're talking about coaching and you're like, how can I share my story as a coach when I can't post, you know, I'm making X amount of dollars a week, because I'm not. Share that same thing. What I love most about coaching is you can share the community of Misfit Republic, if that's what you love most about it. Or if, you know, you got a $40 check deposited and you use that towards something silly, share that. Jim Rohn has one of the best audios about that, is The Magic of Part-Time. Because when I tell people what I make in a week, sometimes they laugh because they don't ever see it as reachable for them. And I really wish I would have shared more when I was earning only $30 paychecks as a college student who couldn't afford tampons. That is very impactful to people in comparison to something that they don't, at least at the moment, believe that they can achieve, right? And like I said, share where you're going. Oftentimes when people ask me about coaching and I didn't really know much about it, what I would say is, like, somebody's like, hey, what's this coaching thing you're doing? And I'm like, well, I'm an online health and fitness coach, so I'm on my own health and fitness journey, and my mentor does this from home full-time with her kids and makes a full-time income, and I will be doing that someday. I was telling people I was going to be making a six-figure income before I was making a six-figure income, because that was my vision. That was where it was one of my personal goals, and I knew that I had to reach out to people and to manifest it, to really believe in myself and to speak it out loud and put myself out there. I knew people were watching me. I mean, you guys, a lot of my coaches who are signing up now knew me 5 years ago. They were the ones who asked me about it 5 years ago. I'm grabbing a drink right now. You didn't lose me. I swear, I'm still here. And I'm about to wrap up, so thank you guys for hanging on. But share where you're going. Share your story. Even if it's like, dude, I'm on week one of the 21-day fix, and you know what? I'm really sore, and I'm really tired, but I've lost 2 pounds, and I love the meal plan. Next time you get an objection, don't overthink it. Say something simple like that. And I guess I have tip number three. This will be a quick one. Tip number three is reciprocate with a question. you can always return the question to people and say, for example, somebody asked me, like, hey, what is this about coaching? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to talk to you about coaching. Have you looked into it or know anything about it yourself? Have you done any research yourself? And what interests you about it right now? You know, like what got you interested right now? If it's Shakeology, I'll ask, like, what have you tried in the past? I know on our website we have a great, amazing guide that's full of questions that you can ask people, because the person who asked the questions controls the conversation. So always, always insert some questions for them to answer when you're in conversation, especially when it comes to objections, you guys. Don't be afraid to ask, like, you know, what have you tried in the past? What worked for you? What didn't? You know, what interests you about this now? Do you have 30 minutes a day to commit to a workout? Always reciprocate with a question. So the three things I really want you guys to remember when an objection comes at you is, number one, belief. Belief trumps any objection. Believe in yourself. Believe in the products. Number two, share your story or share where you're going. Number three, reciprocate with a question. Now to completely just run through these really, really quick, and I saw, you know, it was repeated within the groups over and over and over again, that time and money were the two main objections. People say, you know, this, you know, a challenge pack is too expensive, or Shakeology is too expensive. Number one, I will tell you, you guys, if it's important to people, they will make it happen. Now, I do find it is beneficial for my challenge groups, because I talk about my challenge groups for like a week and a half, 2 weeks prior to my suggested purchase by date, so people can really think about it. I'm not asking them to place the order tomorrow. I'm letting them know, like, it costs money. And sometimes, you guys, value yourself enough to be open and honest and real on why this costs money. Because as a coach, you are investing time into your challenge groups, right? And there is nothing wrong when you trade, when you give something to people and they give back to you. You know what I mean? Like, somebody purchasing a challenge pack through your link is not yucky, is not slimy, is not salesy, when you know as the coach you're investing into this challenge group. You're going to be involved and engaged every single day as well, and you are going to be offering things to them, like your time and your tips and your excitement and your encouragement. It is not shameful for you to stand by and say, this is the reason why my groups are not free, is because I am doing this to help others. Because, you guys, you can run all – free groups are so helpful for growing your network. But if you continue to run free, people are not going to take your group serious. When I first started as a coach, my first couple groups were completely free. And it was like pulling teeth for involvement and engagement. And all I wanted was to help people. And then when I found that even if I had a group of three people that had purchased versus 13 that were like, I'm going to do this and it's free and I want in because it's free, the three people were a lot more fulfilling to help because they put some skin in the game versus the 13 that was like, oh, yeah, I want to do this. So know when you're talking about your challenge groups on your pages and people are like shocked that it costs money, you can explain to them honestly why. You know, when you purchase your challenge package, you're getting the workouts, the meal plan, your choice of Shakeology, but you're also getting me and my time, and I take this very seriously. And oftentimes I tell my people with a price objection that you're working with me. I am your coach. I am your assigned coach from now until you do not want me to be your coach at all anymore. So you can look at this as your sign-up fee to work with me and to get my tips and to get my encouragement, and I'm going to be checking in with you. And I do run my groups via the app, my Challenge Tracker app now, you guys. And they think it's really, really cool that the app is available to them and not just a Facebook group. So I add value to why it costs money. And when it comes to Shakeology, people can try to find a replacement. There can be things that try to duplicate it, but nothing ever will. And sometimes when people come at me with a money objection like that, I simply go back to the share my story, share where you're going, have the belief, because belief trumps any objection, period. And they can take it or leave it. But you know what? When you continue to have that consistency and commitment to what it is you're doing and what you're standing by, they're going to continue to think about it and think about it and think about it. And maybe they'll never purchase, but you will help a lot of others along the way. Don't let one objection, one person say no, manifest and manifest and manifest within you. Oftentimes when I'm talking with new coaches, they have 4 successful points, but they're so ticked about the other 6 people that said no to them. And I'm like, dude, how come you're not, like, manifesting and jumping for joy and thanking the customers that you already have? Because all that is going to do is, if you focus on the negative and you focus on the no's, you're going to get more and more and more. You might have noticed that with objections. The more you think about the price objection, the more you'll find it. You'll get it over and over and over and over and over again. You guys, when you have the belief and when you have the confidence that even if you were not a coach, you would still be purchasing Shakeology every single month, because with a day without it, literally, you guys, a day without it, I'm pregnant right now. And if I go a day without Shakeology, the next day, my fingers are swollen and puffy, my joints ache. I've never had such, like, an impactful experience of not having it. That's one of the things I'm sharing, is like, if I don't have Shakeology, this is what happens. And when I do have Shakeology, I feel great and I have energy. That's where this energy is coming from. I'm not a night owl. It's like, this is not average. Like, this is not typical Joelle to have this type of energy at almost 9 p.m. I get energy from Shakeology and from our products, and I believe in that. So when people come at me with money, it's really like, no, not everybody's going to purchase, and that's okay. You continue to move forward and to help people who are ready to make that investment, because they are out there. You guys, we have over, 5,000 coaches on Misfit Republic. We have an amazing team. And within Team Beachbody, we have hundreds of thousands of people. Over 25,000 people are going to be gathering in Nashville at the end of the month. Those are people who were ready and willing to make the investment in themselves. And you know what? That's still just a very small, small, small portion of the people that we can help in the United States and Canada. This market is not saturated until the obesity rate and people start actually feeling good, living life. That's when our job's over, and we've got a long way to go. Our company is going to be around for a very, very, very long time. Last little bonus tip for you guys before I go into how you can qualify for the giveaway is create some templates. You know, if you know you get price objection a lot, one of your homework assignments for tonight is to create your story using feel, felt, found. You know, I share the story of, like, dude, I know how you feel. Like, when I first saw how much Shakeology costs, I felt the same exact way, because I was a broke college student that had to borrow money from a family member to buy tampons. But what I found is Shakeology actually helped me save money in the long run, because I wasn't going to fast food places between college class and my full-time job. Or it helped me feel better to actually do better in school and have energy for my full-time job. So if you know that you get one objection over and over, open up a Google Doc or Evernote or just a document within your computer and just write out a few feel, felt, found moments or what I love most is statements. So then when somebody comes at you with an objection, you don't feel the need to put on this armor. You don't feel the need to put on this armor and become like this in like defense attack mode, because it's not about like shoving something down their throat. It's about sharing your experience, having a conversation, opening up the light for them to maybe say, I'm ready for this, or not right now. And that's okay too. You keep moving forward and know that every conversation you have is a seed planted. Because you don't know if 6 months from now, 12 months from now, they're going to be in a spot where they're like, hey, I need this. It's not an option. I'm going to figure it out for the cost. I need you to be my coach. I've seen what you've been doing, and I can't wait any longer. When I was talking to one of my coaches, Tanya, newer coaches, Tanya, on the phone, I mean, she was talking to me about how the first time she tried Shakeology and she didn't like it, and now how much, like, she craves it. And I'm like, dude, Tanya, when somebody comes at you with an objection on Shakeology or the price, whether it's they can get another protein shake or they think Shakeology is too expensive, don't worry about, like, handling that directly. Share your story and share that insight and your opinion, because that, like, I'm drinking Shakeology every day. I've been drinking it longer than you have. But I feel your passion, and I'm not going to argue with it. So, you guys, those are my tips for you tonight. And to qualify for the giveaway, I'm going to post a picture into the Facebook group, and it's going to be called, let me see, so I tell you the exact, Team Call Takeaways. And I'm going to go, it's going to say, let's chat. Comment your favorite team call takeaways, and I want you to think about what tip really impacted you. Are you going to commit to the Country Heat launch and trying it, even if you feel like, I don't think I'm going to like it, I don't think I'm going to see results? I dare you. I dare you. And when you comment on it, those who have commented, those who are on live tonight, will get in a random drawing. I'm going to do the drawing tomorrow, so don't bust down my door wondering about the drawing. I'm going to do it tomorrow, and I'll announce it in the team page, and you'll win in Michael Kors' wallet. Cool? Cool. And for those of you going to Summit, this is like one of the best wallets because it does fit an iPhone and some cards and organizational stuff, and it's really light and sweet. So that is what you guys will win. Don't forget, bonus training tomorrow night with Rosa Friesen. Getting new coaches started with Off-Right is such a topic that is so important. And even if you don't have a coach on your team yet, you're right now just building your business, this is going to be a call where you'll hop on it, you'll get tips from her. When you do sign a coach, your team is going to be growing, and you'll be ready to start them off right. So then your team, they go and build and build and build, because our community, Misfit Republic, isn't just about workouts and a shake, you guys. We're about a community of supportive women that are helping each other and empowering each other and raising each other up towards big goals, towards a life that is different above everything that is been told and ingrained to us that it's normal. We need to have this normalness. No, Misfit Republic doesn't do normal. We challenge each other. And always, you guys, for those of you that are still on with me, love the grind more than the glory. You're going to be hearing me say this a lot because it is deep within my heart right now. Love the grind more than the glory. What does that mean? You guys, I know some of you are like, I really want to be on stage next year at Summit. I really want to be recognized for this rank advancement, for 2-star diamond or 5-star diamond. I want to be recognized for Millionaires Club. I want to be recognized for earning 1K paychecks a week. I want to be recognized for this. I want to, you know, you see Thursdays as such a day of celebration, and you are excited for that. That is the glory, right? Like, that's the whoa moments in the business. But behind every whoa moment in the business, there's about 50 grind moments where you get objections. You continue to invite. You're working maybe when your kids are sleeping and you're tired and you're exhausted, or you're building your dream, or you're waking up early, or you're starting a new personal development. Those are the things that do not get that type of celebration. They don't get a pat on the back. They don't get recognized. But love that. Live in the grind. Live in the grind and love it and be a part of it. Doing your power hour every single day is so important. That is the grind. Love it. Love it more than those glory-filled moments, because it's in the grind where you're serving people, where you're making a difference, where, you know, you're the ones encouraging others. And they're not always beautiful and sexy and celebrated, but the grind will result in celebration of you, because hard work doesn't go to waste. Stay in the grind, my friends, and love it. Love every moment of looking and seeking for people to help and to serve, to change their life, to take a woman who, that somebody like me who is depressed and negative and broke, and transform into somebody totally different. Continue to work with that goal and that vision in mind. I love you guys so, so much. Each and every one of you is an appreciated member on our team, Misfit Republic, and I look forward to chatting with you more about this in the group on your team call takeaway. Good night, guys.